Gary Fellows. I'm the manager of the technical marketing group with BASF.
Okay, some exciting things happening with BASF right now.
Yeah, we're really excited about Ingenia herbicide, which is getting really close to registration with the EPA. I can't give you an exact date, but this is a new technology, brings dicamba to dicamba-tolerant soybeans, and it's the most advanced and flexible formulation that BASF has ever developed of dicamba, and it's really going to be a great new tool for growers to use to control some of their problem weeds.
How so? The flexibility, how so is it different?
Well, a couple of things that set it apart. Number one, it's a different loading formulation than we've ever had. It's a high load, which means the growers actually use less amount. What that allows us to do is use systems like a direct inject system on your sprayer, where they could put it in a separate tank, not have to worry about getting the spray, the dicamba, in their main tank, but just only inject it where they need to do. That allows them to clean out, their tank cleanouts becomes faster and more efficient. That also allows them to manage what we call buffer zones. In case there was a buffer on one side of the field, for example, where you wanted to have a setback and not spray dicamba, you could turn the Ingenia off and turn something else on using direct injection. So that's part of the flexibility. The other part is because of the tolerance of the crop and the value of Ingenia as a herbicide, it allows us to use it in almost every farm system. Whether you're a conventional farmer, a no-till farmer, a minimum till, there's a way that we can weave this into your system that allows you to get the maximum weed control and get you the yield is really what our goal is to get you the yield at the end of the year by knocking down those problem weeds.
What are you seeing, have you seen in field trials with Ingenia?
Well, Ingenia, as we know, dicamba is a fantastic herbicide. So Ingenia is a very, very good herbicide. But what we really want to do is use what we call weed control stewardship. And what that means is if we use just straight Ingenia, although it will control your weeds, its lifespan as a usable tool will go down. But what we want to do is incorporate multiple sites of action. So, for example, in soybeans in the Midwest, we might want to put in Zidua Pro up front in pre-emergence your soybeans. Now, that gives us three modes of actions or sites of action right away on your crop. That's also delays weed emergence for any weeds that do come up. And so your crop's further along by the time you spray Ingenia. Then if you spray Ingenia, you can incorporate maybe a glyphosate. You could also incorporate another residual if you wanted. That gives you almost a season-long control and keeps those weeds from ever competing with your soybeans. The other thing it's done is overlapped 4, 5, 6 different sites of action on your field, so the chance of getting a weed that's resistant to all of them becomes very, very small. And now we're not only talking about weed control, protecting those tools for this year, but it's protecting those tools for multiple years afterwards, so you keep a full toolkit that you can control those for a long time.
Geographically, where is this product a good fit?
I'm going to say geographically anywhere we raise soybeans. I've worked with farmers in the South, and they're under tremendous pressure from Palmer pigweed. I've seen fields in the Midwest, even here in Iowa, and even up in Minnesota, and even further north, where I see water hemp. And these water hemp and Palmer pigweeds now have become resistant to glyphosate. And so they're spreading very rapidly. But we also see maristail resistant to glyphosate. So the no-till fields, we've seen a lot of problems. We see common ragweed that's showing some resistance. We've seen some morning glories that have problems. It's more of a widespread problem. It's continuing to grow. So we can't just rely on glyphosate for our broadleaf weed control post-emergence. Ingenia is the next tool that's going to allow us to give some sort of control and bring those weeds back down to a low level so we can keep our yields where they need to be.
At a time when commodity prices are so low, having that extra yield is so important to the grower. What does this product mean to farmers across the Midwest?
I think it's very valuable. I mean, the thing is, just like you said, with the commodity prices go down, that extra yield is more and more and more important. And if we can reduce our weed competition, and weeds are great thieves. They steal light, they steal water, they steal nutrients, they steal space. And we got to reduce them from them because we know they cause a tremendous damage to our yield. Get those out of the system. Ingenia provides you that tool. And so now we can get some clean fields and start the field clean, keep the field clean, and increase those yields and make some profit at the end of the day.
Okay, the big question, when are we going to have this product available, and what kind of availability will there be? Will there be enough?
Availability is not a problem. The question is comes down to when the EPA is going to register. And although I would love to be able to give you a fixed date, I really can't give you a date because that's up to the EPA. We are expecting it any time. That being said, we are working and we're communicating with the EPA all the time, addressing any possible concerns they bring up, just communicating to make sure things are tracking well. So far, everything looks great. But again, until it comes out, I can't give you a specific date. I apologize.
Okay. Anything else that you think is important for our farmer listeners to know?
Well, the thing about Ingenia herbicide is it is a great tool. And the thing what you will hear us talk, BSF talking a lot about, is stewardship. And that comes down to two different areas: application stewardship, how to apply this right, how to apply it correctly. And you're going to find the Ingenia label, in my 26 years of experience in the business, this is the most definitive label that I've ever seen that tells you specifically exactly what you need to do, how to mix it, how to spray it, what nozzles to use, what can be gone in the tank with it, so that it makes sure that we get the right droplet, the right coarse and very coarse droplet that lands right there where we want it. And the other thing you'll hear us talk about is the weed control stewardship. Planning a system approach. Don't just rely on Ingenia. Rely on Ingenia as part of a valuable toolkit. And if you use both of these correctly, you're going to get great weed control, you're not going to have any problems, and you're going to get that beautiful looking soybean field that you all want to see at the end of the year.